Hi, and welcome to Solo Adventures Together, the podcast where we send each other on blind adventures. I'm Nurse Huckleberry.
And I'm Duder.
And we are married, and we send each other for...
I love that you just we're skipping over. We're married. Anyway.
Well, no.
But is that an important part or a not important part?
I think it is important.
We are an item.
We're an item.
And
we've been together for a long time.
Spice things up. We send each other on random adventures.
Instead of you know, trying
role playing.
Yeah, trying a threesome.
Well, I mean, you know, it's never off the table, but like you got to find the unicorn.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
a hard thing.
You know, so instead.
Yeah, instead, we choose the easy route.
We choose the easy route. That is sending each other to
random,
mostly blind events. I wouldn't say that they're random. I would say we choose them with care.
We choose them
for each other.
Yeah. I will say there have been plenty that I've skipped over because the only reason I could think to choose them was because I thought it would be funny. And that is not a very useful thing, you know, we want to get something out of it. Like, I got something out of it this time.
Yes.
Where did you even send me?
So, I sent you...
Yeah, pull it up.
While
you find it, let me tell you about how I got there, okay? So, I was late. I was late. The traffic was bad. I did not expect it to turn from a 20-minute drive to a 50-minute drive. And you know what? I've become too accustomed to San Diego hospitality, and that is L.A. drive time. So I should have known. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They were very cordial when I did walk through that door.
Yeah.
So what door did I walk through?
Okay, so I sent you to Paint to Music.
Paint to Music.
Which I'm not saying the name of the company, but it's like Expressions Art something.
It was
something.
Art Expression on 32nd.
On 32nd Studio.
Studio or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it said... Mm-hmm. What to expect? Let the music move you to play with color and shape and get your creative juices moving.
Mm.
It's all about the process, not the end product.
Mm-hmm.
Paint to Music is on Wednesdays.
I went on Wednesday.
Let the... Blah, blah, blah. Hold on.
Okay, she's finding the right words to say. Yeah.
As a painter, I will pass my knowledge to you in ways that will help you experiment and explore so you can learn to paint in an intuitive way, following what feels so good, you find your own personal style.
Okay, wait, hold on. They were supposed to teach me something? There was not any point when anyone
was... You missed the orientation.
Well, but then the leader pulled me aside and was like, oh, so you missed the orientation, but I see you pretty much got everything under control over here. And I was like, okay... So what were they supposed to teach me?
This easy class will help you release stress from your day, get messy if you want, even throw paint while the music keeps your mind still and your creativity moving. The more you come, the better you get at letting go and playing.
They want you to
come more than once.
Which I understand, because let's cut right to the chase. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I had a great time. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
It says wear comfortable clothes.
Uh-huh.
That you don't mind getting messy. There's aprons and paint trims available. No previous art experience needed, and all materials included.
Yep. All of that are true facts.
And then there was a couple pictures of the paint-covered walls and people in aprons.
Yeah, we'll put those in the description. You can click on those. There's a picture gallery, which will also have a picture of the painting that I did, if you want to look at it while I haven't said anything about it yet.
Mm-hmm. We also, it was $30.
Which I did not know.
No.
And after I said, oh, you got to go. We got to go back together all the time. And then you told me it was $30. And I was like, maybe I'll go one more time at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Because I have some gripes.
Okay.
Just one single gripe.
We talked a little tiny bit, but we really tried not to talk too much about it. So
I couldn't stop talking. When I got home, I was buzzing.
You were jazzed.
Yeah,
you were very jazzed. So tell me, now that you've had time to like reflect...
Yeah, I've forgotten everything.
Yeah, but you can think about it, and you can think about
it. Wait, now I can think? I thought I've been thinking the whole time. I've been reflecting.
I guess.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I just took too so many.
Okay.
Where's my notebook?
Well, let me tell you why I chose it. So
wait, hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did you choose it?
Oh, great question.
Thank you.
I chose it because I thought you would enjoy it. You recently had mentioned that you wanted to get into watercolor, and I was asking you a couple questions about that, like what kind
you
of
were
painting.
Prying. Yeah, you were asking questions. Well, I didn't know the answers to.
No, you didn't know the answers to them, but I wanted to be. I wanted to help
Kiki,
you.
Kiki, stay away from my painting.
I wanted to help you find the art supplies that were going to best fit
right.
what you wanted to do. So I had to ask some questions because you're interested in watercolor, but watercolor is like a notoriously difficult medium to work with.
Right, which I don't care to think about.
Right. And I wasn't telling you no. I was just saying...
Why would you tell an artist not to do art?
Right, and I wasn't telling you no. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out what exactly you wanted to do so that we could help you pick out some supplies that were going to be good enough.
Right.
Right? Like, something that was good enough to where you were going to get to work with, like, you know, quality supplies that are going to look good and
yeah.
have good color.
Yeah, yeah.
But also not terribly expensive.
I don't need to invest $1,000.
Because watercolor gets really expensive.
It's just water. Like, why? How is it so expensive? It's mostly water.
Anyways.
Well, we did end up getting... Well, before I even knew about this painting with music,
yeah.
we went and got supplies, mm-hmm. which I very comically was like, oh, let's go where I want to go to a light store. A lighting, like photograph mm-hmm. store, and art store to get some watercolor stuff. So I put in both addresses, I thought,
uh-huh.
and we go, and we stop at an art store, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember putting in this art store. And you're like, this is a really famous art store.
No, I said it was a Blick.
Right, Blick's.
Blick's, which I wouldn't say is like particularly famous, but it's just like...
Well-known. It's yeah. known enough for you to know it.
Yeah, it is a professional art store chain.
Right.
That has quality stuff.
So we went inside, and one of the employees helped us a lot finding the right stuff mm-hmm. that we needed for our needs, and went around and found a bunch of cool things that we needed, like paintbrushes and paint and
paper.
No, we got the small
paper.
We got
paper. A notebook for you.
And then you got a couple of acrylic paints, I think.
Yeah.
But then, so we got all that. That was great. So it's still in the bag. Haven't broken it out yet. Then we went to the second place.
This is a long tangent.
That's fine. And then we start, and then so we get to the
second place.
We thought it was the lighting store, but it was another art store. So then we gave up and got pho.
Yeah, because there was a Vietnamese restaurant across the street, and it was delicious.
Still haven't gotten to that light store.
No.
I'll get there one day.
So, the reason that I sent you was, one, you are someone who's very inspired by music.
Absolutely.
And so I was like, okay, I don't think it really matters what kind of music.
Well, that's one of my gripes, so we'll get there.
Okay, so I thought you would like it because, you know, you're very inspired by music. It's also, a lot of times with art, it can be really hard to just get started in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought that this would be a really good way for you to just practice putting color on paper and getting some of those like anxiety about starting to paint.
Well, it's breaking the seal. Yeah. We broke the seal of me holding a paintbrush and putting paint onto something.
Right. So those were like the two primary reasons. And, you know, the all materials included.
Very good.
Right. That was really good. The fact that there's no art experience necessary, and it's more about, I liked that it said it was about the process, not the end result, which is how I feel you feel a lot about things in general, is it's more about the journey
oh, yeah.
than the end result. And especially with being new to art, I think it's important to practice just, oh, hi, Bert.
He knows the food's going to drop soon, so he's coming to mooch.
I don't care. I love him.
So I did show up. So I got there. And let's see. Where do I even want to start?
Oh, the one other thing is when I bought the ticket, mm-hmm. I did ask you for two songs.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I asked you for two because it prompted and said two songs.
Right. So I gave you two songs.
Yeah. So I said maybe one, like something that evokes emotion, which it didn't say on the specific thing, but I kind of made some assumptions based on it and asked for one song that you thought was fun and then something else that was like maybe emotion provoking or inspirational.
Yeah. So I did that. I gave you those two songs. You put those two songs in. And so I got there and I was, you're just trading cats. I was about 15 minutes late, but I did find a quick parking spot. So it wasn't that big of a deal. I walk in and they're like, oh, you must be Diego. And I was like, yes, sorry I'm late. And they're like, oh, just sit down. Here's a thing. I was just starting to explain what, like, we're doing little starter drawings to get you started here. And there, it's like a circle table with all the people sitting around it, and they all had a little square of paper, and there were a bunch of pens and stuff around. People were kind of just drawing something that inspired them, you know, or like, I think that the prompt was something that they're thankful for and why, you know. So that was the sort of thing. And then someone else walked in after me, so I wasn't the last
isn't
one.
Isn't it left. Always nice when you're not the last
best.
One?
It is the best. When you're like, you feel like you're so late, and then nobody really cares that much, and they're like, oh, yeah, go ahead, sit down, here's a chair. And then someone else walks in, and they're like, you know, they know this person better, so they're like, oh, wow, look who decided to walk in. Because, like, I guess this group, they know
meets
each other.
Fairly often, yeah.
Right, and there were a couple of new people. I think the full head count was 13, including the two people that ran the studio.
So a small group.
Yeah, it was a small group. But that was my biggest gripe, is that there were too many songs, and we didn't get to play my songs.
Mm.
Or maybe they chose not to, because it was like ska, you know?
Ska and Opeth.
Well, it was a very calm Opeth song.
Yeah, but how long was it? Because I don't know.
It's like maybe 4 or 5 minutes long.
Oh,
it's
okay, that's not that bad. Yeah. It wasn't like a super long.
Yeah, it was off their, what album was that? Deliverance? No.
Are you drooling?
She might be drooling.
She's drooling a little bit.
For those just listening here, Kiki... one of our cats is sitting on top of Shelby, and I'm jealous because I love Kiki, and why wouldn't she sit with me? I thought we went way back.
Yeah, we're both in pants. You know why? It's because I had room on this side.
No, it's because Bert was sitting there, and she's right. Like, I could do better than Bert, and Bert's over there sitting next to the food.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Well, and why was Bert sitting here? Because I gave room for him.
There's so much room on my lap.
Whatever.
The real estate.
Moving on. Tell me about the thing.
Well, so... The beginning drawing wasn't really super important, but it did give a good time for everyone to introduce themselves and say, you know, what, since it was close to Thanksgiving, what we're thankful for, right? And I only had like 5 minutes to draw. So I drew a representation of you.
Mm-hmm.
And there were basically like abstract green eyes and brown bangs with glasses.
Yeah, I would say stringy bangs.
Well, I don't know how to draw hair. I don't. What do you expect from me?
I was like, no, it's fine. It was delightful. I will say, when you told me that you chose me as your inspiration, I was like, well, really?
Next time, I'll think twice about choosing you. If that's going to be the way that you're going to respond, I draw a beautiful portrait in my mind, and then put it on paper, and
Isn't that gap between what your mind can see and what your hand can do? Oh, it's the worst. It happens with like music too and guitar when you're like, I can hear it in my head and I just can't make it happen.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that I think that gap is very much smaller with me and guitar, where I can make most of what in my head come out on the guitar, whereas it's very understandable because art, like drawing, was always such a mystery to me, you know? How do people draw people or things, you know? Like, how do you do
practice,
that?
Yeah.
Right. So that gap of taking what's in your mind and manifesting it gets smaller
as
you practice.
It's also, like, really unfair that humans are really good at figuring out what a human is supposed to look like. And so when you see something drawn wrong... You know immediately it feels wrong. You can tell immediately. And that's why drawing people is so hard.
Especially hands and feet and eyes. It's, I guess, the hardest things. Anyway, we go around the circle. I introduce myself and tell them about how you were inspiring me. You brought me to this class. And the other part of the prompt was like, what do you expect to get out of this here today? And I said, well, I haven't done art like this since, you know, I was a young teen, like in middle school, maybe. I haven't really done, like, art in a way. And really what I wanted out of it was to have fun and just see, you know, if my hands work. Basically, I made a joke, right? Because that's how I deal with anxiety, mm-hmm. is to joke. And I was like, well, let's see if my hands still work. See if I can make my hands put paint on the wall. And, you know, they all laughed. So that was nice. It made me feel good. Then we went into this very small room. It was about the size of, let's say, our kitchen.
Okay.
And
that's rather small for 13 people.
Right. So there were pieces of paper taped on the wall, around the wall, about eye level. And people were able to claim which one they wanted or whatever. And they're just like, here, you have that one. And then if people wanted an apron, they could get an apron. And I just pulled off a random apron. Guess what was on the apron? I'll give you three guesses and one hint.
Reptar.
No. Let me know when you want the hint.
A cat.
No. One more guess.
A Power Ranger. You want the hint? Yeah.
Okay, nope, you already used your three guesses. Oh, I'll give you a fourth guess, but with the hint.
What's the hint?
It's a fruit.
Was it peach?
Bananas.
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 Man, I really thought I had it with Power Rangers.
No, I should have led with it was not any sort of commercial product. Well, bananas are, but you know, like no pop culture 90s thing that, like, why, I don't know why you went all Reptar. Okay, anyway. If you don't know, on our show, on our Twitch stream.
Bananas are a thing.
Bananas are a thing. We do banana service.
Yeah, anyways, okay, so you got the banana one.
I got the banana one. I felt like it was calling to me, you know? I was like, oh, this is a sign.
Yeah.
This is a good sign. I got the banana one. Then they were basically just explained to everybody, they're like, all right, here's the paint, here's the tools. They had a bunch of random...
Right, because it was all communal stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, all the paint was communal. They had plates, like paper plates that you just basically use as much as you want and then get another one. And you can mix and match and everything. They had like these credit cards, like to swipe and spread paint and like forks and sponges and spatulas and any sort of household thing that you could think of to move paint around, besides mm-hmm. paintbrushes. There were a lot of paintbrushes also.
Right.
So then I kind of just followed what everyone else was doing and got paint on a plate and just kind of looked and I just started putting paint on a piece of paper slowly while there was music playing.
And how did that make you feel?
It was very emotional.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know all of the songs that were played and I could not remember if I tried, but there were a couple of songs that were very, very, let's say, what is another word for emotional? Like very moving, very
like kind
inspiring.
Of more serious.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like there was no funny music, and I got in a zone. It was it's a place I'd never been.
Kind of meditative?
Yeah, where I was just in my own little world, painting, like, you know, putting different colors, different places, and, like, playing the piece of paper like a drum to the beat with a paintbrush, using the other side of a paintbrush, using my fingers. I grabbed a fork, you know. I was just like, oh, what does this do? You know, and I was just moving stuff around. And really, like, it was very interesting because there were a couple of people that came over and they were like, oh, it's your first time here, right? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you got this. Like, this is the first time I've seen anyone just kind of fall into this, you know? And then the lady that was leading it was like, oh, right to the fingers, huh? That's a bold choice, you know? That's what I like to see. Because I was like, you know, I was finger painting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Which does not surprise me in the slightest.
Why?
Because I feel like that's so you. I feel like that is so you to be like, what's the weirdest thing on this table? A fork?
Yeah, there they go. Fork.
Fork.
Fingers.
Like, I mean, like, you see other people using fork, you're like, yeah, let's do some fork stuff, man. Like, oh, yeah, look at this, scritchy scratch.
And it's so funny, because I was having trouble getting paint on the fork, because, mm-hmm. like, it was a plastic fork, so the back of it had, like, indents.
Gross.
Indents.
Yeah.
So that didn't work, so I had to use the other side, but it was bent this way, so I had to kind of move the plate and bend the plate the other direction to get the paint flush to the fork. And then I was like, how am I going to get this on the paper?
You didn't just put a bunch of paint on the paper and then drag the fork through it?
That would have been a better choice, yeah. But I just kind of like splashed the paint with the fork.
Okay, so you just said, I will use this fork.
The fork will be used. And then I kind of like, there were a couple of like bubbles of paint around, like not dry yet. So I just kind of scratched it with the fork and stuff. Well, what do you want to see the painting?
Yeah, show us the painting.
Can we show it?
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything about what it means, really. But this is what it looks like. What do you see?
Well, down here, I feel like this looks like a bird, right? With its wings going this way and this little bird head and like the eye, like.
Sure. Someone else had said this looks like a lizard or a
monster. Oh, I also said it looked like a lizard.
Eating the sun is what he said.
It does give kind of lizardy vibes. Or like a golbat, maybe, a shiny golbat.
Sure.
It's given like sea anemone over here.
Okay.
And then like goth mode Christmas tree or tire tracks, maybe.
Yeah, I can see tire tracks.
In the middle. If you are just listening, you'll have to take a look. This.
It's hard to describe.
It's abstract.
It's my style, abstract.
Abstract.
So I had put some tape.
I could see that.
On the paper first and then took it off.
And I like that you filled it in with little designs.
Yeah, I think I was kind of starting to get a sort of feeling with, like, once I started adding the green, like, the green was so positive to me. It was almost like that's where the creativity is starting to bud and grow. And, like, there was a song talking about roots and, like, growing and trees and nature and stuff like that. So I had some roots down here, but then another song came on that was, like, a little darker, so I painted over it. But like, if I don't know, you can't like x-ray.
Well, and there's like there's swirlies, you know, and a lot of color. If you're just listening, there's bright pink and green and orange and blue and purple and then black, and there's, for the most part, I think that, well, those are most of the colors, really.
Yeah, well, they only had, you know, all the primary colors, really. There are maybe 10 colors. White and a blank. This is where what looks like the five, kind of near the bottom in the middle, that's where I was using my fingers. Yeah. And then this was one of the credit cards that had little notches cut out of it.
Oh, interesting.
To spread it like different directions and ways. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to hold it anymore. But
could you politely put it on the floor so we can continue looking at it?
But basically, we painted for about an hour, and then we took a break and checked in with everybody, and if anyone else wanted to keep painting, they could, until they said 9:30. But while we were breaking, we all kind of decided, and this maybe is just a normal thing that they do, to go around and share all the paintings. And so everyone like talked about their paintings, explained as much as they could or wanted to, and then they had to name it.
Oh.
They had to name their painting.
Yeah, what'd you name yours?
Well, since I was talking about the green being kind of like creative experimentation and growth and that sort of thing, I had named it A New Beginning. Because my art arc is coming into fruition.
Right.
And they all thought that I was super, you know, cool and deep and fun. Mysterious.
Mysterious.
Yeah, because I came in and I was like kind of flustered and like didn't say much. And then after that, like, man, there was so much emotion in that room of people painting. And there were some really interesting characters, both on the paintings and in the room. Because there was one, so the person to my right seemed like a very experienced and very well-trained painter.
Okay.
And it's so funny because in between painting, anytime she wasn't painting, she was knitting. Like she brought knitting with her.
How many? So the other question I had was, were you able to do more than one painting or just the one painting?
Yes, you could do more than one if you wanted to. Basically, their philosophy was if you're done with your painting or if it's too saturated, let us know. We'll get you another piece of paper.
Right. Because, like, obviously, that's not particularly heavy paper, so it can only handle so much paint.
Right. And it was pretty thin paint.
Yeah. You
can tell by feeling the paper kind of how much it absorbed.
Not just that, but also there was a video that I watched from the studio, and it looked like it was very thin paint in the video. So that does not surprise me. I mean, it's not like particularly high quality paint because you're using such a great volume of it. This is like the low quality acrylics that we had seen the other day, which for this particular usage
works great.
Perfect type of paint for it because you're just trying to get whatever on the canvas. This isn't something, even a pro artist wouldn't sell something like this. They just do it for fun / practice.
Exactly. It's good practice. But so I only say that the lady that was next to me, she spent maybe 45 minutes or so, just when I was like kind of snapped out of things and looked around a little bit, on her background. So she like had a very, very immaculate gradient background that she had created with these greens and yellows and oranges, and then eventually took the tiniest brush that you could find and started drawing like trees. And it's like a big tree with vines and stuff, and then orbs. And it was very interesting to watch. And then on the other hand, the guy on my other side, who also seems to be at least a frequent goer to this event, kind of just used blue.
Okay.
And kind of did like abstract sea slugs. Hmm. And also used the paper plates and smashed them on there, which is really cool. With blue.
With blue.
Yeah.
And you did mention to me that the host was like chatting with you about your painting.
Oh, yeah. So after we did all the naming and explaining of all the paintings in there.
I mean, question for you would be, how did you explain your painting to the group?
Basically how I just said. To you. I mean, it was like two sentences.
Okay. Just that is
almost exactly what I just told you.
Okay.
And everyone else was pretty, I just, you know, I followed the leader in that. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't trying to go too deep or lie about anything and, you know, whatever. But so after we did all that.
Lying. This is my villain arc. I'm getting all of my feelings out now.
This is the death and destruction corner. But so there were two people that were running the studio, a guy named Mike, who was like a tall, kind of skinny, long, white hair, ponytail, very nice, jolly guy. Mm-hmm. And then I forget the lady's name. I hate that it's escaping me. And I went in to go look at my painting while it was drying, and he came in and stood next to me, and he's like, "Oh, hey, like, well, you know, it's a good job for your first try." You know, like, he was joking. He's a funny guy. And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you too. And I was, whatever, making small talk. And he basically just started asking me about me. And we started chatting about how we just moved down here and what I do for work. And he was very intrigued by the live stream, being in his, what I could imagine, his 60s. Not very familiar with online live content, but he was aware of Twitch. So I then took 10 minutes to explain what Twitch is.
Yep.
And then took another 10 minutes explaining to him how our show is does not fit that. Yeah. And then he broke off and was like, "Hey, it's someone's birthday, isn't it?" You know? And then he gathered everyone in the room and he's like, "All right, we're going to sing happy birthday, but we're going to do it like artists. We're going to do it like the true artist we are. And everyone's going to sing as loud as they can, as off-key as they can, and in whatever style they want. And we're all going to start at the same time, but we're all going to end whenever you end." So then they brought in a cake, and everyone started singing. And there was a guy next to me after it was all done. He's like, "That was the worst birthday singing I've ever heard in my life. It was great." It was great. Then we had cake. We ate cake. It was nice.
Yay. Well, I mean, you've already said it, but you'd go back again?
I would go back again, even just to hang out. Like,
yeah.
The painting was one thing, but being in a room full of people that are just so genuinely themselves, and, you know, I don't know how much they know each other, but they seemed to just be very friendly with each other. You know, maybe some of them have known each other for years, maybe some of them weeks, who knows. But I could not sense a bad person in that room, which was, I don't want to say that's rare, because, like, you know, it's just, that's kind of mean, you know, I don't know, but it just felt good. Mm. It felt good.
Well, I mean, next week we're doing Thanksgiving, so might not be able to go at 6 o'clock.
No, but I wouldn't want to go a week after. I don't know. It's still like sinking in a little bit.
I mean, would you want to go once a month?
That might be more reasonable.
Because there are some things that I enjoy doing, but I don't necessarily want to go to every single week, even if they happen every week. But I could see maybe a once a month kind of situation to go in and enjoy and get to de-stress, like a massage. Like, I feel like it's a massage for the brain.
Well, they do also do art therapy there.
Yeah.
So it almost is. Like, that painting with music is a type of therapy. And I think the other types of, you know, therapy in quotes, right? None of them are trained therapists. No, there's no degrees right in the house with therapy, at least. But they also do, they did art and therapy with dancing, with music, with painting, mm-hmm. with painting and music. So it is very therapeutic, and it really did soothe me.
Yeah, help you process some emotions, maybe.
Oh yeah. No, I was like, I mean, abstractly on the verge of tears, you know. It wasn't a sad thing, it wasn't a happy thing.
Right, you're just feeling a lot of feelings.
Just a lot of things.
Because, like, I mean, when I went to the women's circle, I had that too, where I was just, like, feeling a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't necessarily sad or happy or any one thing, but it was feeling a lot of emotions. And so I was also kind of, like,
Kiki,
edging on tears here and there.
Come here, Kiki.
And I think, you know, I read something recently that was talking about leadership and how the best leaders are people who cry easily or are brought to tears relatively easily. And a big part of that is because you're more attuned to the feelings of a room because you have empathy, right? Mm. And like the ability to sense changes in a room or to feel the emotion, you know, empathy is just literally feeling other people's emotions with them, right? And so if you are empathetic and can be moved to tears easily, you're able to navigate and change dynamics before problems start a lot of the time, because you can sense those kind of changes in a room. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge part of leadership, because leadership isn't, you know, imposing your way upon others. It's guiding others to a universally positive
right
end. And in that is being empathetic and being able to mitigate differences between groups and find common ground and be able to make something work for everyone. And so I feel like having moments where you get to practice feeling your emotions, especially, like, I've heard other people say it, and I really, now that I'm experiencing it, very much believe it's true, that like between 30 and 35 is second puberty. And I think especially now for the both of us, taking time to really invest in our like emotional, you know,
stability,
intuition, mm-hmm. and just being able to process emotions in real time is such a skill, right? Like if you were to receive a gift that you really don't like, right? Uh-huh. And being able to maybe at the same time feel disappointed, but look for something that you can enjoy from the gift. Like maybe it's not the gift that you were hoping for, mm-hmm. but, you know, or maybe it's something that you don't particularly like, but this person went out of their way and they're really excited for you to have this gift and they put a bunch of effort into it. And so even though you are feeling disappointed, you can still feel genuinely happy about it, right? And that'd be like, that's as an example of like one complex emotional thing to have. And to process both of those emotions at the same time is challenging for lots of people because it's hard to feel both disappointment and happiness at the same time.
Well, and that's one thing that I was, in the beginning of the art experience, I was kind of fighting with myself in like, in very short period of time, I was going through a lot of emotions of like, how much do I want to try versus mm-hmm. do I want to impress anyone? Or like, am I going to look around and try to just kind of follow and see what everyone else is doing and try not to stand out? Or do I, you know, and then I was going through all of that. And then very quickly, I think it was probably because of the music, I let go of all of those feelings and just kind of
did whatever.
Just did it. And then that was the best case scenario, I think, where, you know, I wasn't trying to do anything. It was just happening. Oh, thank you. Yeah, lay on the painting, Kiki. That's there for everyone to step on. Thank you for that.
She really took her time walking across that, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, next time we'll put some, you know, we'll put some paint so you can walk through it and leave your mark for reals, Kiki.
Oh.
But no, I feel like it was a very difficult, short-lived, but very difficult start to it. And that happens to me.
I would say that it doesn't surprise me that it was short-lived for you. It would be so hard for me to not want to do good.
I know.
And that's like, that is something for me that is very challenging. When I was in clown school, that was like the one big feedback that I got from the director was he was like, stop trying to be good. He's like, you are good, but stop thinking about it so much. Just do something. You keep thinking about it because you want it to be good, but you need to stop thinking about it and just do the thing. And if it's good, it's good. And if it sucks, it sucks. But like,
well, I think that
like, and I know he was mad because he's like, she is funny.
Right.
She is good at this, but she needs to let go and not just like try to be good all the time. And that's how I would feel at this art thing, is well, I would be trying to be good.
Your ability to be hyper competitive,
yeah,
if only just with yourself,
yeah,
is so good and then so bad sometimes. With like clown school, it's not a strength. You know,
it's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse.
But like with, you know, organization or, you know, like for example, you know, we're working on an upcoming collab and your competitiveness with yourself to like kind of like friendly outdo yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to do better than I did the last time.
Right.
I'm going to show myself I can do way better.
If it's not bigger and better, why am I doing it?
Exactly. Yeah. And that is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, oh, we can go bigger and better this time. And I think that that's where you and I are the most different. Because I so easily, after fighting with myself a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right, I can so easily turn off all expectations and just do. And then I think about it later. I'm like, okay, well, should there be consequences for these actions? Or, you know, is this a mistake? Well, it's already done. So, you know, okay, well, people seem to like it. Must have done something good. And then, you know, and that was the hardest thing too, is like, especially with something like this, where I paint something abstract and kind of come up with a meaning for it afterwards.
Right.
I think that is, it's something I'll probably never be able to do is like how some artists, and maybe they're just faking it, I don't know, where they're like, oh yeah, this is like the deepest painting I've ever done in my life. You know, I was in the deepest, darkest place, but I created this masterpiece situation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, where like, sure, I've been in dark places and played music and played, you know, created music that was beautiful, sure. But like, I would not correlate those two things as like, I was depressed, so I wrote music. You know, it was more just, it just happened. But then later I can look back and be like, oh, that was probably why. But I'm not gonna like, while I'm writing it, be like, yeah, I'm writing this because I'm super depressed. You know what I mean?
Right. But what I will say is you are now in your 30s and you can look.
Thanks for reminding me.
But you can look back at your teenage self and say,
Fuck you, stupid asshole.
You can look at your back at your teenage self and realize now that music has been an emotional release for you and that you put a lot of emotion into music, and that is one way for you to process emotion is through listening to or making music.
Honestly, so, it's been the only way.
And here's the thing. If you are more of an, you know, if you were more of a traditional mediums artist, right, like making paintings or whatever, and you realize that maybe younger, earlier, because you liked doing art, so you went to art school, and they told you, hey, think about how you feel with your emotions. Like, there's
what
also...
What would I do with an art school degree?
Make
work
art.
Work at an art store?
No, you make art, and you sell art with paintings.
That's a hard market.
It is. It's
same
tough.
With music. There's a reason why I did not pursue music. It's because I don't have that competitive drive that you have. Mm-hmm. I'm more like, whatever. I've only been paid one time for music, and it was in rolls of quarters and change, $9 in rolled coins.
Yeah, but that made you a professional.
Well, it was split between five people.
The $9?
Yeah. Well, you know, they paid the band as a whole. They're like, here's $9.
I mean, that was their laundry money.
No, because now I'm remembering a roll of quarters is $10.
Yeah.
So none of them were quarters. Because they were rolled. They were in
right.
the sheaths.
So a roll of dimes is $5.
So it's probably one of those.
And then
maybe a roll of nickels.
Or $2.
It's 5, 6, 7. And then maybe two pennies. Two rolls of pennies. Wow, Bert, thanks for walking on my painting. Yeah, I'm glad we put that on the ground so we could look at it while we're doing this. I'm glad both the cats have walked on it. Bert. Yeah, Bert, would you like to take another pass? I don't think it got enough of your, you know, dirty fingers on it. No, but I feel like my relationship with music has only gotten better. Thank you, Bert, for second. Wow, you want to lay on it? He's going to sit on it. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yep, lick your leg. Sitting on the paint. You want to get a picture of that? I feel like that's a good picture opportunity.
Sure, move your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my relationship with music has definitely gotten a lot healthier. I feel like before, when I would listen to music, like as a teenager, I would use it more of as a coping mechanism, right? Where I would use it to cloud my mind more than inspire my mind.
Right.
You know, to run away from thoughts in a way. And now, listening to music, especially now since I've broadened my...
Significantly.
Broadened my genre likability, you know? I feel like I've really strengthened my relationship with music into, like more of a positive mentor, in a way, you know? I don't know. It's a hard thing to explain.
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily, it's not your outlet for explicitly handling dark emotions, but now you can have
all emotions.
All of the emotions.
Yeah, all of the emotions.
All of the emotions.
Yeah.
Which I do at some point want us to go to the symphony.
The symphony?
The symphony.
The symphony orchestra.
Which I don't know if it's the San Diego Symphony or Orchestra. Or if it's one and the same
symphony orchestra,
but they're doing Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
I love Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
It's the one that's in Fantasia.
Well, it's all four of them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all four of them, but...
Yeah.
But this spring is in Fantasia.
Well, you know, the Marine Fact music is one of Vivaldi's. I think that's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I would like to go to that sometime. Did you know, with you.
I would love to go, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll wear a three-piece suit. Mm. I'll bring my monocle.
Mm.
I'll curl my mustache.
Ooh.
I'll work on my transatlantic accent. Mm-hmm. Mm, yes, I love the theater.
Would you like to go to the theater, darling?
I'd love to, but I have to go smoke cigars with the boys.
Ah. I guess I'll do my needlepoint and think about how much shame I should feel for showing my ankles.
They are nice ankles, though.
Mm.
But I did, you know, actually, quick side tangent.
Yeah.
I did have a classical music phase in high school.
Oh, yeah. You know, I did, too.
I listened to only classical music.
Okay, not that hard. But. Yeah,
only I found as much. So my musical journey in high school was finding as many songs that I've never heard before and always wanting to listen to something new. You know, I hated repeating stuff, which I still kind of do. Like, I love finding new music, but I'm not as intense about, like, I never want to listen to that song again situation, you know? So I went through, like, centuries of classical music and, you know, found my favorites. Like, how do you say his name? Debussy? And...
A little Clair de Lune action?
Yeah. And, God, what was this? That's a Russian guy.
Tchaikovsky?
Yes. Just got Tchaikovsky. And Vivaldi was one of my favorites. And then Mozart. Mozart's got some fucking bangers.
Yeah.
Some really, like, especially when, like, choirs.
Beethoven also has some bangers.
Not like Mozart, though.
Yeah.
Beethoven's got happier stuff. Mozart's got, like...
What the dun 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 dun?
Yeah, that's whatever.
That's Beethoven's fifth.
I know. Beethoven's soft. Compared to Mozart, like, if you listen to, like, an all men's choir just sing this angelic music, it's so dark and deep. I'm trying to remember which song exactly I'm thinking of right now. Ba, ba, ba.
Oh. That's not Hall of the Mountain King, is it?
I don't know. It might be Star Wars. But maybe I'm thinking of something
else. I mean, that kind of did sound a little bit like Star Wars.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe I just like...
I think it felt like Hall of the Mountain King to me.
Hall of the Mountain King's a great song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
Might have been Star Wars. Actually.
Might have been Star
don't,
Wars.
Don't. Look, I haven't listened to Mozart in a long time, so don't judge me too hard.
I had a...
But if you do know what song I'm talking about, let me know in the comments or wherever you can comment on this podcast.
In high school, I had a whole run of only listening to movie scores while studying.
Like the whole score?
Not necessarily the whole score.
You had the CD or...
No, it was on Pandora. Like, I had a Pandora station that was only movie scores.
When did Pandora start? I feel like I used Pandora in high school or college.
2010 or 2011 was when I think I had a Pandora account first started. I still use it. I still use it to this day.
You still pay for it, too.
Yeah, $5 a month.
I'd rather
pay. For
no
ads.
Wow. I'd rather use YouTube Premium.
What, because your dad pays for it?
He offered to let me use it.
Uh-huh. I still like Pandora. I still do. And you cannot even complain about it even the tiniest bit because you use my Pandora all the time.
Only on your phone. I'm not signed in on my phone.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, yes, it is helpful to use, to not have ads. God, I hate ads.
I know.
God, there's probably ads on this.
I don't know.
At least around it, you know,
maybe.
Like on the website is on. God.
Yeah.
Hate ads.
Sucks.
Just run our fake ads.
All right. Well, I think that about, and we had a long music discussion at the end, which is good.
Was this not about music?
Art and music.
Yeah, I lean more towards the music.
I know. Well, that's why I picked it for you. I'm so glad you had a good time.
It just makes me want to listen to music while I do watercolors now.
Yeah. I think.
But I'll choose my own songs.
I think that's pretty reasonable. I think you could totally do that.
Is that reasonable?
Yeah.
That's reasonable. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I was, if even if it was unreasonable, I was going to do it anyway.
Well, I can show you just like the tiniest bit on how to use the watercolors, because there's like a little bit of...
I will look it up. Or do you really want to show me?
I mean, I would love to show you.
How do you know how to do it?
Because I have looked it up before.
Oh my God. You know how to do everything.
It's not that, it's not like some crazy thing.
Yeah, you put water on the paint.
Yeah.
And then you use a brush.
Yeah.
At least my understanding, you use a brush.
Yeah.
And you put the brush in the paint. Uh-huh. And then put that on the paper.
Right. I mean, maybe you just do it all on your own. I was just excited because I love you and I want
to. No, I would love for you to. I would love for you to show me. Just show me the one time, and you can't. Don't ever go paint over my shoulder.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Unless I needed you to.
Yeah, unless you came up, I'm gonna help.
You fix this painting?
You fix it? I don't know how I did it. What happened? I'd be like, oh, I don't know, baby.
What is it supposed to be?
Well, yeah, what? So tell me, what's your goal here?
Green.
I got black and my green, and I don't know what to do. Okay.
My water's dirty. What am I supposed to do? My water's dirty.
Yeah, you're supposed to have two cups. A clean one and a dirty one.
Dang it. I should have known. I should have known.
Yeah, you got two
cups.
See,
that's why I need you.
Yeah. I'm literally, all I'm just saying is about setting you up for the first time. That's it.
No, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Shall we end the episode?
I like talking about music with you.
I know. I like talking about music with you, too.
But yeah, we should. We have other things to do tonight.
You know, we're allowed to keep talking about music after the podcast.
Nah, it's not profitable.
This isn't profitable at all. We've never once even tried to. I mean, I guess technically there are the early listeners, but like we've never even tried. I don't even. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I check the analytics.
Yeah.
For like everything.
Yeah, you're a big numbers person.
Except the podcast. Oh. I have never checked the analytics for this once. And this is our 12th episode.
It is the 12th episode.
But I have checked the analytics for like every single post I ever make on Instagram. And I check the analytics for like the Twitch channel. I kind of just like look and see if everything's feeling good or like makes sense. If something was I used to check them like much more in depth.
It brings me more joy to not focus on that as much.
No, I kind of just look to see. Well, mostly because I can't see what the view count is for like most of stream, because I don't have a view count on my screen. So I'm like, you know, which is kind of. I mean, it's good and like. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't really make a difference to me, but it is interesting to me to go back after and be like, oh. That was our average viewership, like whether it was higher or lower than you know the day before, or if people liked when we did something special or something.
Something special, like what else is coming up this month?
Oh, we got Knights of the Nine coming up.
I hear there's going to be a new Board Coast security update.
Yeah, there's all sorts of good stuff, and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. This episode will be out after Thanksgiving, so.
Well, not for the early listeners.
Not for the early listeners.
Yeah. So happy Thanksgiving, early listeners.
Happy Thanksgiving, early listeners. And happy belated Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Oh,
no. Yeah, you get a happy Thanksgiving for everyone.
It's giving thanks.
You know, we should share what we're thankful for. I'm thankful.
Oh God, not. You know, I'm going to be put on the spot.
I'm so thankful that we started doing this podcast. I think it has been so good for us.
It definitely has been experiences that I would never have thought to do on my own.
Oh, it's so many things. And they basically like scientists that look at memory, right? If you want to have a better memory of things and be able to like have a year feel longer, they tell people to do more novel events because it breaks up the monotony.
That makes
sense. And when you have these little bright spots all scattered throughout the year, it's a lot easier to break up, oh, well, in June we did this, in July we did that. And so it feels like you know, as opposed to like months just going by, mm-hmm. and you're like, how is it? I mean, really, I feel like, how is it November already? But when you have those little different like interesting things that you go to, and it makes your year so much more memorable. And I feel like this has been such an incredible way of doing it. And I think the next thing for us to add is something that we do together on the opposite weeks.
Yeah, I think we could definitely do that.
And so that we have some solo adventure, and then we get two adventures together each month.
Oh, we have to move these chairs over here every week now?
Well, we don't necessarily have to do it as a podcast.
That's true.
But, like, I think that we should just do it for ourselves because it sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That does sound fun. Speaking
of... And, you know, engaging with the community.
Speaking of... I mean, like, when you were talking about, like, little blips of light in the month to make things, to break up the monotony, I think, I mean, I'm thankful for the stream.
Oh, yeah.
And the ability for us to really unlock the ultimate creativity and be able to just kind of do what feels like the most fun. And we're, you know, inviting people to have fun with us, and then they do, and everyone just has so much fun, and it really... It brightens my day, even if it's been, you know, a boring day or a bad day or whatever. You know, it's like...
Yeah, even if you smack your face on the couch.
Like, yeah, even if I smack my face on the couch doing a sick 180 off of a jumping block during my agility championship, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, for watching... For supporting in every way that you can. If you want to know why Nurse is laughing so hard, check out the bloopers. For only $5 a month, you can become a Bortco member on Fourth Wall and get the audio early on this show and get video bloopers of the podcast and other YouTube videos that we do. And for $10 a month, you can get this whole video that you're potentially not watching right now.
Uh-huh.
You could be.
It's us sitting in chairs, but it's slightly more interesting than the audio version. Less safe for driving to listen to.
Definitely, yeah. You can see what kind of socks we're wearing.
Yeah, I got new socks.
Yeah, look at those. Wow, beautiful looking, great design on those.
Here's the one thing. I don't like that they're two different color yarns between the foot part and the ankle part.
Okay, well, you should have decided that before.
I didn't know. Okay. They were folded over. I didn't realize.
Well, I mean, you know what? Well, let's see. Take them back.
They're comfy, though. Yeah. They're comfy. I like them. I'll continue to wear them.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. I'm not going to take them off. I'm not taking them off. Well, I maybe once. Yeah, I got to trim my toenails every now and again. Otherwise, I put holes in my socks.
Wait, girls have to trim their toenails too?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody.
Don't forget, check out our live stream if you haven't already over at Nurse Huckleberry on Twitch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can also check out our YouTube channel, mm-hmm, Bortco TV, but you can also search Nurse Huckleberry and it'll come up.
There's all kinds of stuff on there, and we are very not strict on when we post.
No, we just kind of post when we feel
like it. Might
be
one day.
Who knows?
Not this week.
Who knows? Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
I already said that.
Oh my gosh. Well, you keep trying to end, and then you keep talking more. So I don't know.
All right. Actual ending.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us on Solo Adventures
Together. Don't kick me. The podcast where we send people ourselves, which she's a person.
Each other,
different places. I'm going to send you somewhere.
Next time. I'm
Are
very excited. I am excited. I'm always excited.
Thank you for giving me a great experience.
Yeah, I'm so glad you have fun.
Thank you for enjoying listening to us talk about
my experience.
Yeah,
or not enjoying. Thank you for listening regardless.
Yeah, for that 15 minutes I talked about it, then we tangented about music for a while.
Leave a comment. Leave a review on if you like the podcast. That's
Five stars.
Best podcast.
Best chairs.
Yeah. Okay, bye.